Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. As the debate over immigration plays out nationally, it's also happening here in Northeast Pennsylvania. In a three-day series of stories, WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports on the conflicting local views over President Donald Trump's immigration crackdown. He joins me now to discuss some of what he's found. Hi, Boris.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for being here and for your extensive reporting on this topic. It's all available at WVIA.org right now. So you did a lot of reporting and research on all of this. What were some of your main takeaways?
Well, it's playing out here the same way it's playing out nationally. There are hundreds of arrests, a lot of family life disrupted. Some of them, people who were arrested have criminal records and many don't. It's a very, very complicated issue that has very many layers, and everything that you're seeing nationally, except for maybe the killing of people, is playing out here.
And that includes a few communities that are deciding whether or not to open detention centers. Is that right?
Right. In Schuylkill County and in Berks County, ICE wants to open two detention centers. The Berks County one would be a processing center where you're there temporarily until you're transferred somewhere else. The Schuylkill one would be up to 7,500 beds and would be a permanent facility where you wait until your immigration case is done and you're either freed or deported.
Okay, so how are our local governments and law enforcement dealing with this and responding to this? You reported on something called a 287G agreement, right?
Right. That's named after a section of the federal immigration law, and that allows a way that local governments can help ICE enforce immigration law. If the municipalities sign these agreements, they have the right to arrest people for immigration violations. And in exchange, the ICE sometimes provides equipment and reimbursement for salaries.
So how many of our local communities have signed on to something like this or are considering doing so?
There's 88 in Pennsylvania and 29 in the WVIA's 22-county coverage area. A large concentration of them are in Schuylkill County. But there's one in Wyoming County, the district attorney's office there. Luzerne County, the district attorney's office there. So far, none in most of the rest of the Northeast.
Now, it's no secret that NEPA has significant immigrant populations across the spectrum from all kinds of countries. How are these communities feeling right now about what's happening?
There's a lot of fear among people who are here with questionable legal status. And for a while, they were hiding behind closed doors, afraid to go out, go to the supermarket for fear that ICE would pick them up. I talked to one particularly heartbreaking case, Ida Tenazaka, whose husband was caught right before Thanksgiving last year and deported 8 days later back to his home country of Ecuador. He'd been here 9 years, and he was a roofer, and he didn't cause any trouble, but he never checked in for a hearing. And basically made himself very deportable. And as soon as they caught up to him, they deported him. And she's left here with two young kids, a daughter two and a daughter one. You know, she's living with her parents. And it's one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever covered. I never came home before and cried after a story the way I did after that one.
Mm-hmm. Now, real quick before we go, was there anything that surprised you in your reporting on this topic?
Maybe the passion on both sides. I know they're pretty much have dug in. There's room for compromise here. I think everybody agrees that people who are here and have criminal records or did something criminal either here or where they came from need to be deported or detained or something along those lines. But there are a lot of people who came just looking for a better life, and they're leading better lives. They're not harming anyone. They need to have their immigration status legalized, whatever term you want to use. There doesn't seem to be a strong reason for not letting them stay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Boris, thank you so much for your reporting. And we can find the full 3-day series at WVIA.org. Thanks again.
Thanks.